USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke at CPAC. He said his comments on the death of American college student Otto Warmbier in North Korea have been misinterpreted.
And I'm in such a horrible position because in one way, I have to negotiate. In the other way, I love Mr. and Mrs. Warmbier, and I love Otto. And it's a very, very delicate balance. He was a special young man, and to see what happened was so bad.
There's a tentative agreement in the week-long Oklahoma-California teachers' strike over money, class size, and school resources. A vote is expected this weekend by the rank and file. President Keith Brown of the Oakland Teachers Association.
The people of Oakland have spoken. The people of Oakland is saying that our students are a priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders has kicked off his 2020 presidential campaign with his rally in his hometown, Brooklyn, New York. He returned to the Brooklyn College campus where he was a student.
We are going to transform this country.
He revived some of his older themes from his 2016 run.
And finally create an economy and a government which works for all of us, not just the 1%.
The Vermont senator will hold another rally on Sunday on Chicago's Navy Pier. Officials in Sacramento, California say they've decided not to bring criminal charges against two police officers who shot an unarmed black man to death last year. The officers say they believe that 22-year-old Stephen Clark had a gun as he ran into his grandmother's backyard. But investigators say he only had a cell phone. The shooting sparked nationwide protests. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The NFL is thinking about adding an official to help the field referees. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The league's agreed to study the concept of adding a so-called sky judge at the request of coaches who want to try to eliminate obvious officiating errors like a missed pass interference penalty in the NFC Championship game that helped the Rams beat the Saints.
But that should have been a penalty. And Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
The sky judge, which is already used in the Canadian Football League, would be an additional official placed in the press box tasked with assisting officials on the field. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's a busy week for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's planning a trip to Iowa to discuss the role of agriculture that helps bring prosperity to the American people. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo will deliver remarks to the Future Farmers of America meeting in Des Moines. He'll also meet with high school students that have an interest in public service careers. One of the highlights of his visit will be a tour of a research facility where he'll learn more about agriscience, innovation, and food security. His visit will also include a meeting with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. Terry Branstad, the former governor of Iowa and now the U.S. ambassador to China, will accompany the secretary during the visit. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.